Saturday, January the 23rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Joe Biden speeds up coronavirus aid and Donald Trump faces trial. First, the week in brief. President Joe Biden signed executive orders increasing food aid, accelerating the delivery of stimulus checks to families, and boosting rights for federal workers. His $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan still faces opposition in Congress. Meanwhile, the Senate confirmed General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary, and the Senate Finance Committee approved Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary, paving the way for her confirmation. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, announced that Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin on February 8th. On Monday, the House of Representatives will deliver the charge, accusing Mr. Trump of inciting an insurrection in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, to the Senate. It will be the first impeachment trial to take place after a president has left office. China began mass testing for COVID-19 in parts of Beijing as the country tackles its worst outbreak of the virus since March. In Hong Kong, a densely populated neighborhood in Kowloon was placed into full lockdown, the first time the measure has been used in the city. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca said it would have to scale back delivery of its vaccine to the EU, citing production problems. The jab has yet to be approved by the bloc, but is seen as a vital part of its vaccination effort. Indian farmers rejected a government proposal to halt for 18 months controversial reforms to agriculture laws. The plans, which would open farming to more competition, sparked weeks of demonstrations on the outskirts of Delhi, the capital. The government claims the reforms will spur production, but farmers fear their incomes will fall. They want the proposal scrapped completely. The UN warned that 2 million people are displaced in their own countries in West Africa's Sahel region. Militants from Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have increased their influence in the semi-arid belt which borders the Sahara, fueling ethnic conflicts in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. The number of people fleeing conflict there has quadrupled in 2 years. Business activity in the Eurozone dropped for the third consecutive month, according to the IHS Market Composite Purchasing Managers Index. It is the latest sign that economies may be dragged into a double-dip recession. The equivalent index for Britain dropped to its lowest level since May. COVID-19 lockdowns across Europe and increased bureaucracy between Britain and the EU dampened activity. And Pat Gelsinger, Intel's incoming chief executive, said the company will continue to make microchips. There had been reports that it might outsource some production to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, another leading microchip maker. In November, Apple said it would drop Intel processors from its computers and make its own chips in-house. Intel's share price fell by 5.7% following Mr. Gelsinger's announcement.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.